Hi everyone, it's Moi. It's still snowing. Well, it's been snowing in the West Midlands of England.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you.
That's okay. Kate Bush, excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. Do I know you? Okay, well, I might as well tell you now because she's diverted my attention briefly. this is Snowed In at Wheeler Street from the album 50 Words for Snow, which is a bit of a theme for me at the moment as I do these little daily updates. I'm not saying I'll do them every day, but if there's something to say, which there is today, then I'll do one. regards VIP Advisor channel, of course. And I'll still be doing my own VR podcasting booze. Don't worry about that. Not that anyone said anything, but, you know, the VIP Advisor channel is taking off in every way that I hoped it would, so that's good. Anyway, yes, I'm snowed in Northfield Road. It didn't quite sound as romanticised as Kate Bush's take. And there's a bit of Elton John going on there as well. So good. Yes, very good album. Go and get it. It's awesome. I said that last night, but there you go. what I was saying then, updates. Won't be too much today, actually, but one essential one is that I think it became obvious that renaming the Twitter username was a good idea. So instead of it being VIP Advisor, it's now VIP Advisor News. And I also discovered something else, that in Twitter you can, like, obviously you can name something, so you can say, you know, Paul Hopkins and then whatever the username was, for example, which is, it was Paul Hopkins, and then at VIP Advisor. And then what I realised was that in some Twitter apps, particularly Tweetlist on the iPhone, you can change the settings so that it shows the full name of the person as well as the at username. So in some cases, you know, it was coming across as Paul Hopkins and then something as if I'd said what was being said. And in other cases, it was just coming across and looking a bit scruffy in terms of, even in terms of VIP Advisor. So what we've got now is if you have both the username and full name activated on your account, if that's possible, sorry, on your Twitter, whatever way you're accessing Twitter, the full name will show updates from, so instead of Paul Hopkins, and the username, which is the most important one, because is where you need to you will need to. If you're following me, you don't need to do any. If you're following it, you don't need to do anything. But if you're telling your friends and stuff, and I'll retweet all this, it'll be obvious. Instead of being VIP Advisor, it now says VIP Advisor News. So that it reads properly with screen readers, particularly, it's capital V I P, capital A D V I S O R, capital N E W S, and then the full name. Is obviously, as I said, is updates from. So if you had both of those things set, well, you're getting loud, Kate. Hang on a minute, might have to turn Kate down a bit. Hang on a second, let's have a look. Cards, let's have a look. Let me turn him down a bit. There you go. Let's come down a little bit. There she goes. Okay. Love you, Kate, but you're getting a bit loud, all right? Yeah, so now, as I said, if you've got username and full name showing, it would show as updates from VIP Advisor News, which makes a lot of sense, because I discovered, to my chagrin, that you can only have about 15 characters in your Twitter username. So if you don't have that set, and it's just a normal tweet name that you'll see, tweet username, it would just say at VIP Advisor News. All right, clear as mud? Don't know, but that's what I've done. It makes more sense if you actually go and see it, use it, and in practical terms. And I'll make sure that you're fully updated and, what's the word? Fully conversant, but yeah, you can ask questions on VIP Advisor on the direct message for the audio boo anyway as well. Okay, so channel news, other than that, it's been great to see the channel, as I said yesterday, doing what it says on the tin. There was Jen. I'd sort of thought I'd remember a username, but I've actually remembered a real name, asking how she would cope with an unmanned station, going to an unmanned train station. And she got some advice back from Kaz, which is fantastic. And I think, yeah, it was great because, again, that's what it's all about, sharing experiences for the greater for good of someone and their journey. In this case, we're talking about travel, but it could be any journey. But, yeah, that was great. That's exactly, the mainstay, I think, of what the channel's about. Also saw, I'm trying to think who it was now, talking about Redfire, wasn't it? He's recently lost his vision, as he said, and telling us a bit about himself. And he was asking about technology before, life before technology for a visually impaired person. Well, obviously, you know, technology back in the day would have been your Perkins Brailler and moving forward to things like the Eureka and some of the things that I ended up describing on my reply to Buzz. That was weird. Sound like a fly got trapped in my mic. Anyway, Redfire. So able to respond to him. But the fact that he felt, you know, it's great that he feels he could follow us and sort of talk about the fact that he's only just recently lost his vision. So give him a shout for whatever reason. You know, if you find you can say something about the life before the tech as we currently know it, then by all means do. And it's great that he's following us. Anyway, so those are some of the updates. I won't ramble on. I always say I won't do that and then do. So I will speak to you all soon as Kate gets angry and passionate in the background. God, it's only a bit of snow, Kate. My goodness. Or is it the losing you thing? Maybe. Not very romantic of me, is it? Anyway, I'll go out and let you listen to Elton John and Kate slogging it out on this wondrous song. Bye for now.